Friend of a thousand lifetimes, send me a silver song line. Then, like so many times before, show me the pathway to your door and beyond them all, I will hear your call.
Time's Fools, The Magic of Maybe, written for Some Such Theatre by Deirdre Burton and Tom Davis, with Angie Barnbrook and Jeff Barnbrook as Eloise and John in their early 60s.
Do you remember our first dance?
I remember you asking me to dance.
With Becky Sexton and Edmund Caird as Eloise and John in their early 20s.
Gotta go now.
But you've only just got here.
I'm on my way to somewhere.
With Lorna Meehan and Nathan Hawthorne as out-of-work actors, busking as living statues in the park.
What the hell does that quotation even mean, anyway?
No idea. Really beautiful, though, isn't it?
And with Jacqueline O'Hanlon and Ramesh Krishnamurti as visitors from somewhere else.
How do you know all this stuff?
I read the manual. Didn't you?
No, of course not.
Welcome to the park. The weather is fine. The time is variable.
I will see this dream come true at my journey's end. I will talk with you, my friend. One day you'll take my hand. One day you will understand. We are rhythm and tune. When we're together, a fiddle and bow. When we're together, a breath and bassoon. When we're together, a quid pro quo. When we're together again.
You know what? Around here, they don't remember the future.
What? You mean they've forgotten it?
Looks like it, yes.
All of it? Every single bit of it?
Apparently.
That's amazing. Their lives must be very, very surprising. One surprise after another.
Yes. Wait. That must mean that they don't remember their own deaths. Ever.
Right. So nothing at all makes sense to them. Oh, poor things.
What are those two doing on that park bench over there?
And this, my lovely Eloise, my lifetime love, is for you.
Oh, thank you, John. What is it?
Well, I'm not going to tell you, am I? You have to open it.
Now?
Yes. Now is the best time. The very best time. It always is, isn't it?
Yes. Possibly. Yes. Oh, it's beautiful. It's not real gold, surely, is it?
It surely is.
A bee. A golden, beautiful bee.
Of course. What else?
Yes, what else?
Weird.
Yes, even weirder. Look at those two over there.
Hail to thee, blithe spirit, bird thou never wert.
You don't stop, do you?
Stop what?
Acting. Always with the acting. Non-stop with the quotations. It's obsessive.
It's fantastic. That's what it is.
To love something that much, it's unhealthy.
What it is High fantastical.
Thank you, Shakespeare. What the hell does that quotation even mean, anyway?
No idea. Really beautiful, though, isn't it?
Oh, spirit of love, how quick and fresh art thou!
That, notwithstanding thy capacity, receiveth as the sea.
Nor tent is there of what validity and pitch soe'er, but falls into abatement and low price, even in a minute.
So full of shapes is fancy,
that it alone is high fantastical.
Yay.
High five. Yeah, it's pretty nice, but we've got work to do. Get on your box, strike an interesting pose, and try to look beautiful.
I don't have to try, darling.
Ow! Ow! That really hurt.
Are you okay?
No. No, I'm not. My finger. It really hurts.
Let me see.
Are you a finger specialist?
I could be. For you, I would like to be. Please, give me your hand for a moment. It's a sting. You were stung by a bee.
Oh, no.
Are you allergic to bee stings?
No, I don't think so. But the bee is going to die now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I hate that. Why did it sting me?
You've brushed it with your hand.
But why did it settle on me in the first place?
Well, obviously it mistook you for a flower. Let me pull this thing out.
Why are you sucking my finger?
To get the poison out, of course.
I think that works for snakes, not bees.
We don't want to take any chances, do we?
Sucking my finger.
You know why.
You're such a romantic.
I know. You like it, don't you?
Mostly, yes. Can be embarrassing sometimes.
Surely not.
How much have we earned?
60 pence. Not a bad morning's work.
The work is fine. The pay is disastrous.
Sometimes I dream of a river of money, a silver flood shining in the sunlight, carrying us away, away to affluence.
Is that a quotation?
Not yet.
Your eyes are really remarkable.
So they tell me.
They do they?
All the time.
Oh.
Gotta go now.
But you've only just got here.
I'm on my way to somewhere.
Oh.
It's been very nice meeting you, apart from the agonising pain.
Will you give me your phone number?
Not yet. Seems to have taken root over there.
Do you think he's thinking of going into the statue business? Kind of working his way up to it?
Maybe. He'll need a hat though, that's basic.
It certainly is. Look, why don't you ask him what he's doing?
Why don't you ask him? You're bigger than I am.
Well, there's a problem with that. I'm shy.
You're what?
Shy?
You are kidding me. Seriously, shy?
Yes, seriously.
But look at you. You're enormous. How can you be shy?
Don't know, but I am. On the plus side, though, I get all those great parts for shy actors.
Which great parts for shy actors?
Shylock?
Oh. Right, time for another pose, darling. We need the money.
They're called living statues.
Really?
Yes, really. They can stand there like that all day.
This is a weird place.
You're supposed to give them money. It's a way of subsidizing the arts.
How do you know all this stuff?
I read the manual. Didn't you?
No, of course not.
But you're supposed to read the manual.
I'm not.
Why not?
I'm not a man. Only men read manuals, obviously.
That's not true.
How do you know?
I read it in the manual.
Oh, are you telling me that you have to read the manual in order to find out if you can read the manual?
Well, yes.
This is a weird place. Have we got money?
Of course we have.
What, this? This is money?
Yes. Put some in the hat.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
What?
Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. Or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep no more.
And by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished.
Okay, you can stop now.
To die. To sleep, perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil.
Please stop! This is a weird place.
Hello. You've been standing here for a long time.
Yes, I have.
We were wondering why. Well, my colleague was wondering why, but he was too shy to ask you.
Shy? Him?
Hard to believe, isn't it? But I'm not. I just don't have the shy instinct, I'm happy to say. So, why have you been standing here for 3 days?
I met a girl.
Oh, of course you did. And you fell instantly in love, right? And are now searching for her throughout all the world.
No, just here. This is where I met her.
Oh, that girl with the eyes.
Exactly!
Everyone has eyes.
Not like hers. Have you seen her here before?
I don't know.
I do. No is the answer. I'd have noticed. And we've been doing this gig for a few weeks now.
What are you going to do?
Go on standing here, of course. What else can I do?
Wow. Love without hope.
Love without hope, as when the young birdcatcher swept off his tall hat to the squire's own daughter, so let the imprisoned larks escape and fly, singing about her head as she rode by.
He does that. Ignore him. He's an actor.
So if they've forgotten the future, that means they never really know where they're going.
Clearly. For them, anything can happen. But when it does, they think it was inevitable, whatever it was. Preordained. Meant. Inexorable. They do have a bit of a problem with time.
Can you imagine a world where we didn't meet?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, of course. There are vast amounts of this world where we didn't meet, aren't there? Where we've never even been. Most of it, in fact. So I just have to imagine them. You know, the Kremlin, the Arctic Circle, Scunthorpe, places like that.
But they aren't the world. I'm talking about this world. This one. The one where we met. Where inevitability turned into actuality. Where circumstance became significance. Where everything sometimes suddenly makes sense.
Yes, I know you meant that. Though I wouldn't maybe have put it quite like that. So, yes, it is hard to imagine. Doesn't mean to say it was inevitable, though.
It meant a lot, did it not?
It did. It did.
So much meaning. How can that not have happened?
Maybe.
Just maybe. Only maybe.
Maybe.
I think they're beginning to notice us.
Yes. Turn on your invisibility aura.
My what?
You know, you really should read the manual, you know. Look. Just breathe deeply once and imagine yourself completely pervious to light. Like this.
Pervious? What?
See-through. Transparent.
Oh, like this you mean?
Yes. Now we can observe, which will come in handy.
For what?
Well, if we're going to completely mess with the space-time continuum,
which we are for some reason,
then we need to reconnoiter a bit first.
I'll take your word for it.
Hello. What a surprise seeing you again.
Yes, isn't it? Have you been here long?
Oh, no, not long at all.
So you haven't been standing there since I last saw you or anything, have you?
Oh, no, nothing like that. Since we've miraculously met again, by an extraordinary coincidence, can I have your phone number now?
Maybe. I have to ask you some questions first.
Okay, go ahead.
What's your name?
Jonathan. John.
Good. That's a good name. Second question. Do you write poetry?
No. No, I don't.
That is not a good answer, I'm afraid.
Oh. I do write songs, though.
Ah.
Yes. I'm a musician, a singer, and a songwriter.
Now that is a very good answer. Could you write me a song by any chance?
Yes. Give me your phone number and I'll sing it to you down the phone.
Not yet. I'll see you again tomorrow. Here, okay?
Okay. But why the delay?
Narrative tension? Goodbye!
Excuse me.
Yes,
darling?
Do either of you two know anything about songwriting?
So, there they are. Poor dears. Marching into emptiness with no memory of the future.
Backwards. They see the past and the future is behind them.
And everything is back to front.
They are time's fools, captives, chained in Plato's cave, enslaved by an illusion that time is a one-way trip.
Plato's cave?
Not everything is in the manual.
He wants to know how to write a song.
Do we know how to write a song?
I think we do.
And I do too. Fantastic. How do I do it?
We do have a living to earn.
Oh, yes, of course.
Thank you, kind sir.
To write a song, you need help.
Lots of help.
An enormous amount of help.
I do. From whom?
From the poets, obviously.
And the singers.
Of course, them too.
Which poets? Which singers?
All of them.
What?
Every one of them.
Every single suffering singer.
And every preeminent peripatetic poet.
And all the others as well.
I do.
You do. But that's okay, because they all live together.
Where do they live?
In the Tower of Song. Nextly.
You must.
Lose yourself.
All of yourself.
And find yourself.
Someone else.
To do so.
Go nuts.
Be wise.
Light up the sky.
Cease to exist.
So that.
You are the music.
You are the music.
You are the music.
While the music lasts.
What? What?
Look. It's really easy.
A piece of cake.
All you need to do is...
Be here now.
Be here now.
Right now. Right here.
It's the perfect place.
Right now. Right here.
When you see her face.
Right now. Right here.
Then you'll definitely know.
Right now. Right here.
That there's nowhere else to go.
And that, my darling, is how you write a song. Off you go.
Can I borrow a pencil?
So, what do they need? What can we do for them?
Point out the obvious.
Tell them the truth.
Of course. What else?
Can they take it?
Shouldn't think so. But what else can we do?
It's painting, really. It's all about painting. Anything else is just a hobby. Eating, drinking, sleeping, being difficult to tease the men. All pastimes. You have to pass time, don't you? To fill it up as it trundles on. To fill the empty spaces between the moments of meaning. When you put a line of colour on a canvas and wonder how it got there, because it explains everything. And you wonder, will I ever do anything as good as that again? And the answer, always, is maybe. And you know what? I'm really happy with that maybe. That maybe is the best thing I have, no doubt at all. As time trundles inevitably on, I live for the hope in that maybe, that possible epiphany, the meaning of meaning itself, whatever that might mean. And the rest of the time is a pastime. And that is me, who I am.
When I was young and full of hope, younger than I would ever be again, I had a voice that could make windows shake. I could boom like a bittern. I could fill a cathedral. I could make your heart sing. And funny, you know, I took it for granted. I was surprised when I thought about it that everyone couldn't do it. It just felt natural. Of course I worked at it every day, every single day for hours. But that was like feeding the much-loved dog, you know? Natural. Of course you take care of it, nourish it, give it strength and vitality, because you love it. And love is like that. So I spent a lot of time in churches, singing hymns and arias, holding the space, filling the resonant emptiness, making music, being music, inhabiting that wonder, that infinite explanation, that place where love happens, where you see how the world works. And it was all as natural to me as having two hands. You'd be seriously shaken only to have one all of a sudden, wouldn't you? But you don't go around rejoicing daily that you actually have two. Though, maybe we should. And then the world stood on its head. I saw a stranger walking by. What she wanted was poetry. And that made everything different.
And now, so much time has passed, and I am no longer that young painter in oils, that passionate searcher. Yes, looking back, there were moments of meaning in my work, and still are. Yes, definitely sometimes still are. And it all keeps the money coming in, which can't be bad, can it? They like my work and give me money. And I like my work and like them for liking it. And in the meantime, time passes heavily. The weight of years gets greater and less explicable. Can a perfect line of paint make everything all right, even in the exceptional moment of making it? I'm coming to think it's not enough. Okay, so what then is enough? What could possibly be enough? I don't know yet, but I intend to find out, and maybe will.
So I woke up to poetry. I read some. I worked at it, hard. I am a hard worker. Guess what? It's not just an inadequate way of making music. Who knew? It is music and meaning. That's what it is. The music of meaning that can make time fly and re-enchant the world. I will be an actor, I thought. I will teach the voice new tricks, to send messages, to explain, to exemplify, metaphor and magic, similes, simplicity, sound saturated with sensation, music and meaning, and, of course, love. What else?
You might be wondering why we are here, why we are doing this. Our purpose is amazement.
Or, if we get a really successful gig, astonishment.
You remember, don't you, the first time you saw a snail, a leaf, the colour blue, a robin on the garden fence, sunshine shimmering in a glass of water. Nothing but light.
But do you remember when light was all there was? The dancing patterns of brightness and wonder before they told you to call it by name, before they told you to count things, before you knew there were things to be named and counted. Then light dimmed into a snail, or a leaf or two, or a robin that came and went. But maybe, just maybe, as you drank the light in the glass of water,
though amazement went to sleep for a while. Maybe it's waiting for you still, just beyond your expectations of the everyday. We'll see.
Well, that's the plan anyway. But some trips are less successful than others, as you will see.
I remember so well how I found our park. It seemed like an ordinary day. The sun was shining, so I went out for a walk, my usual walk, by the river. But somehow, I don't know why, I went the other way. It was as if there was a line of melody, a single strand of perfectly placed notes threaded along the pavement. And my feet followed. There was simply no other choice but to add my rhythm to its calling song.
And here I am, in this park. I've lived in this part of town for 10 years and have no idea this place existed.
My journey's end.
Perfect.
I will talk with you.
My name is John. I have been given music. I have been given a voice. They say it's special. And it is. It is. As special as a baby taking her first true breath, as any new mother will tell you. I have work performing some of the most glorious music ever written. I have almost enough money to live on. When I need a bit more, I sing some of the most mundane music you can imagine. And there's a certain pleasure in that. It's still music. It's still my voice. The voice that sings through me. And yet,
you'll take my hand.
There's something missing.
You understand
something from
a rhythm and tune. When we're together,
a
fiddle and bow.
Was.
When we're together, a breath and bassoon.
After time,
when
we're
together, a quid pro quo.
Too long ago to remember. The song that brought me here has paused. In the middle of a providential phrase. So, I will wait. I will stand still and find out what Providence will provide.
I heard a song. It was playing inside my head when I woke up, and I knew today was the day. So I set every mundane thing aside and simply followed the signs. A blackbird called. A small grey cat showed me the path. A kind French stranger asked the way to this park. And I knew they were giving as well as taking directions.
And here I am. My name is Eloise. In France, I am an artist. In England, where I come from time to time to earn a living, I work with numbers. I like numbers. They give me time to breathe. You know where you are if you know what I mean. And then, when I've filled my life with stability, I go back to France again. Back to my paintings. Back to not knowing where I am. Back to what really matters. Home again in the dazzling uncertainty of it all. The magic of maybe. Once, long ago, too long to remember, I walked the land, recognizing that of the good angel in everyone. We walked hand in hand, good men, good women, and together we took care of people, of animals, of birds, of songs and stories and souls. We walked the song lines again and again, till the land knew every rhythm and every rhyme we could offer, and we knew every melody and harmony it wanted us to know. But this time around, it is the colours that call. The blues, yellows and purples and pinks of providential Provence. And this time around, there is a different magic in the air. It is time, I think, for something new.
First met. You in your clown suit, me in my leotard.
Why do you ask?
Because I want to know if it was important to you.
Was it important to you?
I asked first.
That day we first met. Your question?
Yes, my question.
Ask me later.
How much later?
In the fullness of time.
It's your phone.
I haven't got a phone.
Yes, you have. They gave us one each before we left.
What an earth phone.
Exactly, precisely. It's an on-earth phone thing. A device to use for communicating over long distances.
But we don't need a device, for goodness sake. Why don't they just communicate in the usual way?
Because we're in this very unusual place. I think next time you should answer it.
When time gets full, what does it get full of?
That depends.
Depends on what?
Depends on who's opening the present.
You mean time is a gift?
I do. Opening the present, is that possible?
Kairos.
Kairos?
Kairos, a Greek god of time.
What happened to Kronos?
He keeps on going in a clockwise direction.
And Kairos? She can unwrap the present?
Oh, yes. It's the kindness of time.
Do you remember our first dance?
I remember you asking me to dance.
And you refused.
Did I?
At first.
And then?
You said yes.
I might have said maybe.
And I might have said possibly.
And I would have shrugged.
And I would have taken that as a probably.
And then?
And then. It was simply a matter of time.
I think, perhaps, maybe, there is no time.
No time to lose.
No time to waste.
No time in lieu.
No time except now.
No time like the present.
Exactly.
Are you going to answer this time? Or not?
Not.
Why not?
Because I have a choice.
You are starting to sound like these people.
Am I? Is that a good thing, do you think?
Once upon a time.
I like a good story. Go on.
Once upon a time,
there will be a new kind of story.
Happy ever after.
Happy ever before.
You do remember, don't you?
How could I ever forget?
People do.
I'm not people.
Who are you?
Are you asking me now, after all this time?
I'm asking.
This new kind of story, this happy ever before.
Yeah.
How does that work then? Does time go backwards?
Time doesn't go anywhere.
Well, it does, in a manner of speaking.
Exactly. It's a manner of speaking. That's all.
And speaking goes forward.
Unless it's a memory. Then it can go anywhere it chooses. Anywhere at all.
That's the third time, my friend. Please answer it.
Why?
Because if something strange happens three times, then it has to be important.
Who says?
It's in the manual. Basic stuff of narrative, apparently.
You'd better answer it.
Why me?
I don't know how to. I haven't read the manual. So, do you remember that day we first met? Me in my leotard and you in your clown suit?
I remember it as if it were yesterday.
But it wasn't yesterday, was it?
When do you think it was?
It was 10 months, 2 weeks, 3 days, 4 hours and 27 seconds ago, actually.
So, was it important to you?
Maybe. Time will tell. Learning to tell the time.
Yes, they made it seem like a game. I quite enjoyed it at the time, but then...
But then...
Then it wasn't a game anymore. They'd tricked us, fooled us. Everything got sort of serious. Everything was scheduled, even playtime. Especially playtime.
11:15 a.m. to 11:35 a.m. precisely.
So, some time later, you ran away and put on your clothes.
And met you in your smart new leotard.
And if you could tell time anything, what would it be?
That's a good question. I'll need to take my time to know a good answer.
Take your time. Take mine. Take all the time in the world.
You'd give me your time?
Of course I would. You're the best friend I've ever had. You're the best friend I will ever have.
You can't know that for certain. You can't see into the future. I might change. You might not like what I become.
But we have a marriage of true minds, remember?
That alters not when it alteration finds.
I've written you a song with two talented backing singers.
That's nice.
Can we perform it for you?
Yes, please.
On an ordinary morning and a light September day, when the autumn leaves were falling and the sun was on its way, then I heard a songline calling and its song was loud and clear.
It was telling me to stay right now, right here. It was telling me to stay right here. Right now, right here, it's the perfect place. Right now, right here, when you see her face. Right now, right here, you will definitely know. Right now, right here, that there's nowhere else to go. Right here, right now, it's the perfect choice. Right here, right now, when you hear her voice. Right here, right now, you will definitely know. Right here, right now, there is nowhere else to go. On this ordinary morning, on this light September day, though the autumn leaves are falling and the sun goes on its way, I will stand and wait upon you, and I'll sing this loud and clear. For I'm asking you to stay right now, right here. I am asking you to stay right here. I am asking you to stay right now, right here. I am asking you to stay right here.
That's nice. It's very nice. Yes, but...
But what?
It's not a poem, is it?
Oh, no. It's not. It's a song, isn't it?
Yes. I like poems, though. Same time tomorrow.
Okay, time for another break. Hard work, the statue business.
Good idea. What will we do in our break, comrade?
Oh, I'll interview you. It'll be good practice for when you're famous.
I'm not going to be famous.
Ah, come on. You never know.
I don't want to be famous. I want to be me.
But you already are you, aren't you?
Yes, and I want to stay that way, which is not what being famous is it?
But you're an actor. You make a living out of not being you. That's the whole thing about being an actor.
Me is an empty space. Me is a welcoming gap. Me includes all of us. Me is full of the whole wide world. And that, darling, is the absolute entire point of being an actor.
You've been doing that meditation thing you do, haven't you? Seems to have rendered you totally incomprehensible.
I know. Great, isn't it? I'm really making progress.
Hello again. Fancy meeting you here.
Yes, what a surprise.
Do you have something for me?
I do.
A poem?
Indeed. And not just any old poem.
No.
Definitely not. This is the greatest poem of all time, bar none.
Really? How do you know?
I asked the internet. The internet was unanimous. And I will now recite it, if I may, without my backing group.
You may.
Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever-fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark, whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved.
Now that is very beautiful.
Thank you.
And this is for you.
This looks remarkably like a phone number.
It does, doesn't it? It's mine. And because I like songs too, especially the one you did, I think that a walk in the park is in order. Would you like to accompany me?
Yes. Yes, I would. Very much.
Ah.
About bloody time, too.
Well, yes, but so it begins, I think.
Yes, and goes we know not where.
So where did it all go wrong? After the bee and the song and the poem, the walk in the park, the talk, the happiness, where did it turn away?
We still meet here in our park. It's not all completely gone.
And talk still, yes, every year, faithfully.
And we still love.
Yes, but mostly from afar apart.
Yes.
Why?
You know why.
Because we were so damn successful.
You with your wonderful art.
That started to sell really well and stopped being wonderful because of it.
It didn't, you know.
Yes, it did. I know. And you with that damn TV show.
Which we will never mention or discuss.
Which made you unbearably famous.
And excruciatingly rich.
Who knew that you had an uncanny talent for comedy?
Which put my face in everyone's living room.
And your life in every bloody tabloid.
And the Shakespeare parts just dried up and evaporated.
And here we are.
Yes. Here we are.
Alone, together.
Together. Alone.
Right. So, here's the problem. Those two nice young people are about to fall in love with the full expectation of living happily ever after.
But little do they know.
Because they are time's fools.
Always only seeing backwards, reversing into the future.
Little do they know that they will end up sad, wondering where it all went wrong.
Alone together.
Together alone.
But you can fix it.
I can?
Of course you can. You can take charge. Take over. Take control. Get organised. Sort it out. Awaken your latent superpowers. And get them to march to a different drum.
Okay, if you say so. Will you help?
Yes. Yes, I'll help. The first thing to do is to fix the time warp. Make this place sensible. Stop them being weird.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Get on with it.
Thank you.
something is different. Can you feel it?
Ooh, yes, it is. Everything is suddenly...
amazing!
And unlikely.
And comfortably uncomfortable.
Smooth and also jangly.
Congruously incongruous.
As if the world has suddenly become...
our kind of place!
Look! It's those two over there again. Where did they come from?
Oh, I don't know. I'll approach them and find out.
What happened to Shy?
I don't know. But I'm not. Not anymore. Shy seems really ridiculous now. Weird or what?
No, not weird. Normal.
Normal? Really? In that case, normal is great. Tell me more about normal. No, wait. Tell me who you are and where you've suddenly popped up from. And welcome. Welcome to the new normal.
Thank you. We are from somewhere else. Somewhere very close, but also not.
Ah, more distant than the stars, but nearer than the eye.
Under sleep, where all the waters meet. Exactly. At last, someone who makes sense. Very pleased to meet you. My name is Asphodel, and this is my colleague Armagnac. We didn't pop up. We were lurking. We made ourselves invisible for a while, but not anymore, apparently, Armagnac.
A side effect. Very interesting. Suddenly, they can all see straight.
We can indeed. Thank you. My name is Astrophil.
No, it's not.
It is now.
Okay, then.
And this is my dear friend, Alouette.
Pleased at the pleasure of meeting you again. Are you lovers? Alas, no. We are utterly gendered, I'm sad to say. But not too sad, either. I like being me. Yes, I understand perfectly. Where we come from, there are 14 different genders. Wow, that must get a bit complicated. Oh, it is, yes. You need at least 6 different ones coming together in order for marriage to take place. Right. Complicated. Yes, but it means our novels can have very, very happy endings.
Talking of which, we would like you to observe some happy endings that we have organised. Over there, those two.
There are 4 people over there? No, there are 2. These 2 women are the same person, old and young. And so are these 2 men.
Oh, weird.
No, normal. And the older ones are not happy. So, we are going to introduce the older woman to her younger self, and the older man to his younger self, and then they'll be fine. Right. Good luck with that.
Hello. Oh, God, is this a dream?
It could be. It could always be.
It must be. May I touch your face?
Yes, okay. If you want.
You feel so real.
Well, yes, I do, actually. Always have done. Well, mostly. Do I know you? You seem really familiar somehow. I feel I know you really, really well, only not.
That, my love, my dear, is because you are me. Hello. Hello, me.
See? Beautiful. I told you it would work.
I'm not sure we've totally thought this through.
What could possibly go wrong?
So, what you're saying is, You are me, 40 years on.
I'm afraid so, yes.
Afraid? Why? No, wait, wait. Don't answer. Oh, my God. You must know everything that will happen to me for the next 40 years. Absolutely everything.
Well, yes. As far as I can remember it.
So you can remember my future, right?
Looks like it, yes.
And is that future fixed? Is it what will inevitably happen to me?
I don't know. I have no idea.
If you tell me something that's going to happen and I take action so that it doesn't, will your memories change? Or will you pop out of existence to be replaced by a new, late model me?
I hope not.
Wait. Wait, do you remember this conversation with your older self?
No, it never happened. I'm sure I would remember something as bizarre as this.
But it's happening!
They don't get it, do they?
No, not at all.
It's so beautiful and so simple and...
They just don't get it.
They've tied themselves in an inextricable knot of weirdness. What is it with these people?
Is she doing any better?
Listen.
I am so happy to see you. You are so beautiful and fresh and new, and I love you so much.
And there is such kindness in you. You're so gentle. I can see such knowledge and experience and so much love. I just can't believe that I can ever be you.
But you will be. What happiness you will have, and sadness, uncertainty and learning, heartache and beauty. What things you will find out, what paintings you will make, what new art.
Oh, don't tell me. Don't tell me anything. I want it all to be new, moment by moment. One brilliant discovery after another. Until at last, I turn into you.
But...
There's a but.
Paint is not enough.
There is nothing else. For me, paint is everything.
Yes, I remember that feeling. It was very, very nice.
But?
Time went by and life happened. We got quite famous, actually, and rather successful. And there was money and some big exhibitions. But after a time...
What?
The paintings became empty. They emptied out. They still sold, but I could only paint a surface. No depth, no solidity, no magic at all.
I can't bear it.
Okay, if you can't remember this conversation, then maybe the paradoxes sort themselves out. Somehow. Maybe. Anyway, tell me. Tell me what happens to me. I want to know.
Are you sure?
No. Maybe? I think so. It's not awful, is it? My future?
Oh no, not at all. Some rough bits, but really, you'll be rather a big success. You will fall seriously in love.
With her?
With her, yes. And you'll be very happy. And your career will take off, actually.
It will. What sort of music?
No, not music. You'll be an actor. Who sings, obviously, but mainly an actor. All because of her. And you'll get better and better parts. And eventually, you will do a really, really good Hamlet that everyone will rave about.
Oh, gosh. Is this real? Are you sure? It's overwhelming.
Oh, yes. It's real enough. Believe me, I was there. It was great. But? Well, it was your Hamlet. It was beautiful. It was sweet, outrageous, melancholy, profound.
That's a putt. It sounds great.
It was funny. That's the thing. People loved it. They laughed. You found you could do comedy.
Still great.
Yes. But on the strength of that, you got offered a TV show. A comedy. All about you. A sitcom. It was wise and witty. It was sweet, outrageous, melancholy, profound. Just like your Hamlet. And incredibly successful. Incredibly. You made an appalling amount of money and never got another Shakespeare part. In fact, you could never play anything else. You got stuck.
No.
I'm afraid so. Ironic, isn't it?
Yes. Hilarious. And I can't bear it. I really can't bear it.
They don't seem very happy, do they?
They do, on the other hand, seem very unhappy, don't they?
We think you screwed up.
Badly.
Yeah.
You took away, maybe.
No more magic.
A very bad move.
What can we do? We don't understand these people. They are so trapped in time, they can never be happy. But if you free them, they stay unhappy. There's no way out for them, whichever way they go.
Oh, yes, there is.
There certainly, surely is.
There's an antidote to time.
A cure to determinancy.
A solution to all the woes of the world.
What is it?
Why, theatre, of course.
All you have to do is to give us a substantial amount of money. You do have money, don't you?
Well, this stuff.
Yes. Yes, yes, that stuff. All of that stuff.
And we will produce a nice little play. A high fantastical play, I think. Don't you, Astrophel?
A high fantastical is the perfect solution, Alouette.
Then that will bring back the magic of maybe, resolve all their problems and yours too, and lead to an excellent happy ending.
You can do this.
Oh, we can do this.
What are you doing?
I am throwing away the manual.
Right, ladies and gentlemen who make up our lovely audience. What we're going to do now is surf the space-time continuum and create out of nothing a magic drama that will sort everything out. Do join us again whenever you please.
It's the magic of maybe, just the magic of maybe. It's the magic of maybe, just the magic of maybe. It's the magic of maybe, just the magic of maybe. It's the magic of maybe, just the magic of maybe.